You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved Master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 3rd of Sha'ban, the year 1444. Our topic for tonight is, we know the 15th night of Sha'ban is an auspicious night. But when we study all the ahadith, then we find that there are certain people, even on such an auspicious night, are not forgiven. So we need to address and redress this issue so that we can rectify the situation. Even before the 15th night, we don't even know whether we will see tomorrow morning, let alone 15th night of Sha'ban. All mashallah read very well. So mashallah, I call this youngster Hafiz Yunus Randeri, the son of Hafiz Muhammad Randeri. One day he wrote a letter, and I don't know who is he, and he's written a young boy. So I kept his name, the young boy, in my context, 11, 12 years old. So he said, I must come home. So I told him, no, I can't come home. You come here to the masjid. So when I entered the masjid, he was the first youngster there, waiting anxiously. So I took him, kissed his hand, mashallah, and his father and all. Yeah. So I told him, no, you come read. Mashallah, he read wonderful. Allah Jalla Wala make our children huffaz. Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah. Let's start from there. Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah was born in Gaza in the year 150, and his father passed away while he was very young. His mother left from Gaza, Palestine, and came to Makkah Mukarramah. Who's his first teacher? Imam Muslim Zanji. Not Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, the Muhaddith. This is Imam Muslim, the African teacher. And he grew up there in Makkah. Every day he's drinking Zamzam water. The more Zamzam he drinks, he would drink Zamzam and make dua, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, grant me profound knowledge. At the age of 7, Allah made him a Hafiz. At the age of 10, he knew Imam Malik's Muwatta by heart. The same Imam Muslim Zanji, the African teacher, at the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. He said, O Shafi'i Muhammad Idris, you are a genius. At the age of 15, he gave him permission, you can start issuing fatawa and verdicts. So we must make this dua, see the mother's dua. Way and way he took Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah in the year 195 when he entered Iraq. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah says, we never knew what real knowledge is. And he became his greatest and celebrated student. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal became Imam Shafi'i's celebrated student. And he says, when people ask me, explain to who is Shafi'i, the Ustad, he said, Al-Shafi'i ka-shamsi lid-dunya, that Imam Shafi'i was, is, will always be like the sun for the world. We know when we got load shedding how upset we get. But imagine the sun is rising, the sun is setting, everything going with harmony, with accuracy and precision. And the sun illuminates everybody, everything. So he said, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah came, illuminated the world, remember, with his knowledge and ulum. In the year 199, when he left Iraq and now he's going to Egypt, 2004 he passes away and is buried in Cairo. Alhamdulillah, we visited all four Imams, Mazarat and graves. Allah Jalla Wala grant him the highest stages in Jannah. The people asked Imam Muhammad bin Idris, you going, who must we go to there? Said, go to him, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahimahullah, he is my tilmid Rashid. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ أَحْمَدْ Do you know who's Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahimahullah is a genius, is a giant. He was given the title Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah for this reason. Everybody turned against him virtually, but he was a pillar of strength. He said on this issue is non-compromise. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahimahullah is an academic issue. The Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Kalamullahi Ta'ala. How Almighty Allah Jalla Wala was, is, will always be. The Quran Sharif also is eternal and not created. They who tell him that you must say that it is eternal, you must say it is not eternal and is created. They say you can do what you want to. They took him out, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and then they whipped him and lashed him in public. He said, Bismillah. They whipped him and lashed him second time. He said, Alhamdulillah. They whipped him and lashed him third time. He said, لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا Nothing will afflict us except that what Allah has decreed. He told the people, بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجَنَازَةِ You will see what will happen on the day when I pass away. This son of Islam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah passes away. 800,000 people plus attend his janazah. And 20,000 people plus minus embrace Islam. بعد وفات الإمام الجليل. After this great giant, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal embraces Islam, passes away, the people embrace Islam. That is barakah of Quran Sharif. That is barakah of staying with the truth. So may Almighty Allah give us that understanding, my brothers. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. We are here in Masjid Mahmood. MashaAllah, so everything is good. Our Qari Sahibs were all in a mood today. The Imam Sahib read Surah Jumu'ah, second ruku. Other Qari Sahib came, he read all Suratul Jumu'ah, barakat upon barakat. What is Suratul Jumu'ah? Suratul Jumu'ah is Surah 62. It comprises 11 verses. Now that's a separate discussion. There's no time for all that now. But remember, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not always, occasionally, would read Suratul Jumu'ah in Jummah Salat. Normally, wasabbih isma rabbikal a'la in the first rakat and in the second rakat was Surah Al-Attaq Hadithul Ghashiyah. But occasionally, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam read in the first rakat, obviously after Surah Fatiha, Suratul Jumu'ah, and in the second rakat, sometimes in the Haram they read like that, occasionally. And second rakat, Suratul Munafiqun, chapter 63, also 11 verses. So let's come to our topic. So tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, and Madha Fi Sha'ban. Is a wonderful book for all of us students, ulama, and people who know Arabic. He's our ustad, he's our teacher also. He was a mudarris and a scholar and a lecturer in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki. His father was such a great, great giant, Sheikh Alawi al-Maliki, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab rahimahullah, used to go meet him. So the father we didn't meet because obviously that time we were still very young or maybe we were not even born. But nevertheless, the son I met and attended his lessons also. So he wrote a wonderful book, Madha Fi Sha'ban. And in there he writes that this ayat here of Durood Sharif, Salawat, Surah 33 verse 56, which I recited in the beginning, was revealed during the month of Sha'ban. So imagine, we can pinpoint so many things. So let's start with the topic, my brothers. First one, is 15th night of Sha'ban an auspicious night or not? We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and we say 100%. It is an auspicious night, a big night, call it whatever you want to. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. You can't just say something and you don't cite evidence. For those of you who know Quran, Hadith and so forth, Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah, I met him personally in Jordan with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. He wrote the whole encyclopedia, Silsila Ahadith Sahiha. In that, he wrote a wonderful article on 15th night of Sha'ban, volume number 3, Hadith number 1144. Inna Shaykh qad afada wa ajada fi hadha al-mawdu. The Shaykh did justice to it. And he broke all these people who got doubts and skeptical about 15th night of Sha'ban. One day I heard the Imam of the Haram, 10-20 years ago, they used to say Hadithun Munkarun, Hadithun Da'if and that. Then after a few years, I heard they quoting Shaykh Albani and they said Hadith Sahih. And they quoted the Hadith I'm giving you now. Ibn Hibban's Hadith, wherein Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, now don't forget our topic is those people who will not be forgiven on that auspicious night. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah Jalla Wala will forgive the entire creation إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاحِنْ. Except people who are sane and mature and they're non-Muslim. So we must make dua for the non-Muslims as well. Allah Jalla Wala grant them hidayat. We belong to the Master alayhi salatu salam's ummah. Rahmatulil alameen. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatulil alameen. So before we make dua for their destruction, we should first make dua. Allah Jalla Wala grant them hidayat. See Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Umar becomes Umar radiyallahu anhu arda, Amirul Mu'mineen, buried right next to Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Thani Yasnain, and then is Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. So we can't say. And remember on the other side that Amr ibn Hisham becomes Abu Jahl. He passes away on a Friday. He passes away in Ramadan, but he's dispatched to hell forever. So remember in the Battle of Badr, it happened, it was Friday and Ramadan. So people wonder today that a person passed away Friday and Ramadan. I say, but Abu Jahl also passed away on Friday and Ramadan. What you say then? So remember these type of things there. So anyway, for the non-Muslim, then there won't be forgiveness. But we must never lose hope, keep on making dua for them. Oh, Mushahin. What is Shahan? Shahan are those people, Filpulk al-Mashhud. So the people whose hearts are saturated, filled with hatred, malice, rancor. Now here we are sitting in this masjid. How many of us remember there was a business deal that turned sour? There was some inheritance. There was a divorce. Whatever it might be. And now our hearts are such that we have so much hatred, malice, rancor. And now there's no more salam, no more kalam, anything of that sort. This got nothing to do with our deen. For the sake of deen, you stop speaking or something, that's an excellent action. This is all for our ego, for our personal reasons. Oh, you know, that we work with the axe to grind in something. So that is what is meant here. So daily what we should do, to change that, go to Quran Sharif, Surah 59 verse 10, see Quran. Every verse you go, you will find a lesson. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, not only now. Till now and till day of Qiyamah, all those people who pass away with Iman, you forgive them, Ya Allah. We are brothers, sisters in religion. And those who are alive, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place that kudurat. In Urdu is a nice word, kudurat. Hamare dilon mein kudurat mat daliyega. Ya Allah, don't place that malice, rancor, hatred in the inner recess of our heart. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا. For people who possess the true Iman. Ya Allah, you are the one, our sustainer, nourisher, innaka ra'ufur rahim. You are very, very compassionate, very merciful. So we know that who we really hate. If you want the easy example, you know the example of Meme Tutu. You know, I'm not speaking of Tutu who made Tata and is gone already. Meme Tutu means mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. There's so much hatred sometimes. We were in Hajj many years ago. We are right in Arafat. And now we're waiting because I tell everybody, relax now. And inshallah, when the adhan goes, then we'll read Zuhr and Asr. We make Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, in the days we used to go. And according to Sahibin school and Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, and then dua, dua, and dua. So about 10, 11 o'clock, this lady came to me and she said, I want to ask you a masla. I want to ask you something. So I said, Ben, ask, no problem. She didn't use the word masla. She said, I want to ask you something. So Hajj bin Arafat. She said, can I make this dua? My mother-in-law must die and pass away. Right in Arafat, she wants to make this dua. Now what do you say about that? You all know the story I always give you of the two buses. You all know. Huh? I must tell you all again now. So from here now, this clay estate, you want to go to East Pingo Beach. I see my nephew, Mo Ismail Karim, is there also, mashallah. So anyway, now there's two buses. One bus, only mother-in-law. Second bus, only daughter-in-law. Then it starts raining, drizzling. So the bus for the mother-in-law, it capsized. So some daughter-in-law, they start crying, really very sad. Others crying out of happiness. Others crying, in our terminology, spaza, crocodile tears. So in Islam, the mourning period, sadness period is 3 days, you know. This is not Quran, this is just story somebody wrote. So anyway, then what happened is, one daughter-in-law was crying 4 or 5 days, so people went to her, how come you crying so much? She said, I'm crying so much, my mother-in-law missed the bus. So therefore I'm crying so much. So I mentioned this on the radio at night, many years ago, 10, 12 years ago. So when I came to work, I used to go late. So my satis, my colleagues say, there's one lady, she's phoning here, and she says something important. So after 5 minutes, the phone rang, my abbot, assalamu alaikum. So she said, Mufti Sahib, you know what? I said, what Ben? He said, that mother-in-law missed the bus, is my mother-in-law, what must I do? I said, Ben, don't worry, I'm sending another bus for her. So you, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, sort things out now, before 15th night Shaban come. You can't live like that with that hatred and all these things. Number two, this is a serious, serious issue. Wallahi, sometimes I cry when I read the questions. Ask all these ahadith in Musnad Ahmad and Imam Bayhaqi has mentioned them. Akun li waliday. You youngsters, what are you doing? You got no time for your parents? You got no time for your mother? When I go to the university, or I go to the schools, I ask these youngsters, be honest with me, how many of you kiss the girlfriend? Their hands will come. 5, 10, 15. How many of you kiss this one? How many of you kiss your mother? On her hand, on her forehead. They just look down, all become like that. What is halal, what is sunnah and nabawiyyah, that we totally rejected almost. And that what is haram, we have now glorified. Do you know what is parents, brothers? Islam has given parents such rights. You see that youngster here. That's our mashallah, Hafiz Yunus. So inshallah, make dua for him. He become Hafiz, become Qari, Sheikh, everything, you understand? When he sent that letter, so I told him, Allah make you Imam of the Haram also, inshallah. Brothers, Islam teaches us, chapter 17, verse 24, your parents are alive. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, have mercy on them as they nurtured me when I was a young boy, young girl, an infant in my formative years. Our parents passed away with Iman and Islam. They have hukuk and rights over us even after their demise. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Today you fell in love with your wife so much, you got no time for your wife, for your parents. وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ and وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ. He will then be so obedient to his wife, and then he will forget about his mother and be disobedient to his mother. It's hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Tirmidhi. So you must remember that is one of the signs of Qiyamah. The father, he will put his father there in the outbuilding and far away. وَأَدْنَا صَدِيقَهُ. Come my friends, let's go play golf. Let's go do this. How many a son, a daughter are not speaking to their biological father, biological mother? I'm asking you. Do you know what are the consequences? And believe you me, I saw this so many times in my life. Kullu zambin in sha'afa anhu wa in sha'azaba. That every sin, it is a prerogative of Almighty Allah. Either Allah forgives that person or He punishes that person. Illa uquq al-walidain. Except when you are disobedient to your parents. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ عُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah will unleash His punishment here in this world for you before death overtakes. I saw people, multi-millionaires, what empires they had. But when I met their mother, father, they just used to cry. Manjo chokro hi kariyo, manji di hi kari. My son did this, my daughter did this and this. And you see the whole empire crumbling. That we never took the du'as of our beloved parents. The hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. Think properly what we are doing. This is min kitabil amsal, example. There's a father and son. They're sitting on the veranda. So the father asked the son, Beta, that what is there on the tree? So the son says, Abu, a chiriya hai, is one bird. He answered nicely. Then they spoke. Then after a few minutes, the father asked the son, Beta, Ya Bunaya, what's there? He said, it's a bird, but he raised his voice to him. Then after a few, 5-10 minutes, he asked, Beta, Ya son, oh my son, what is there? Now the son exploded. His gasket, everything blew. He said, how many times was I tell you, can't you hear? So the father then went inside and brought the diary. And he said, Beta, you see, one day, when you were 4 years old, 5 years old, we were sitting on this veranda, and you asked me, Abu, Abi, Ya Abati, what is there on that tree? And 10 times I answered you with love. Today, 3 times I asked you, and you said, why are you asking me this? You're exploding. Then the son cries. But sometimes it can be too late. We will only kiss our father after his janazah leaves. What were you doing your 50, 60 years? You had no sharam, no haya. You looking at Hollywood, Bollywood and haramis? Is that your life? Think properly what we are doing. Parents are irreplaceable. Wife replaceable. Husband replaceable. Car, computer, phone, everything replaceable. Parents irreplaceable. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed the son and daughter who don't make qadr of their parents. Go ask any great person how you became great. They took the du'as of their parents. Otherwise you wouldn't make it. So you children, get your priorities right. This whole new world order, this whole reset is to do this. To crush our family structures. You can have Adam and Eve, you can have Adam and Steve, you can have Madam and Eve, and now they're going, already it's passed in 1-2 countries. That you can commit incest, father can sleep with his daughter, and mother can sleep with the son. These are the haramis. These are the people who want to destroy every human being. Remember that. We've got the best, but we suffer from the inferiority complex. We think that the West is the best and white is right. Because we came from an apartheid background and so forth. What is wrong with us? So number one, the non-Muslim. Number two, the person who harbors that hatred, malice. And the third one, the person who is totally disrespectful, disobedient to your parents. Go to your father and mother today, kiss their hand, kiss their forehead, and ask them for forgiveness. Their love is pure love. I went Dubai, I went New York, I went London, I went here, there, Maldives, Mauritius, alone, for example. When I came, my beloved wife, my Popi is there, my beloved mother is there. So Popi, mother, wife will ask, Mere liye kya laya? I don't travel alone, you know the story, no wife, no life. Example I'm giving. So the Bibi, the wife asked, when you went alone, what you brought for me? You understand, small Hafizah? That's why I told you, sit on top. You sit there, they can't see you. When the wife comes, then your head will go a little bit like this. So you must remember, so the wife will ask, that what you brought for me? Walida will say, Beta, khana khaya, did you eat? A mother's love is pure love. There's no hidden agenda and ulterior motive. So it's a pure love. Next one, look at where we are. Qati urahimin. Look at our family ties. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. When last did we really go? Let me go visit my uncle for the sake of Allah. Let me go visit my auntie, my mother's sister, my khala. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-khalatu bimanzilatil Al-ammu sinhu abi. Go open Mishkat Mustad Ahmad, you'll find all the hadith. The chacha, the kaka takes the place of the father, the paternal uncle. The maternal auntie, the masi, she takes the place of the mother. So you kiss their forehead, you kiss their hand, she's like our mother. So where we got time for all this? You see, this is for the old people. But this is how you're going to address and redress the situation. And you don't sever ties with your relatives. Yes, they involve in absolute haram. That is a different thing. Or they became murtad, or they left Islam, Allah forbid. That's a separate issue. I'm speaking of normal circumstances. Do you know the repercussions and consequences? Surah 47, verses 22, 23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority. Now I got my first million. Now I got my 10th million, my 100 million. Now I bought my new properties. And you got authority. And tufsidu fil ard. You cause mischief, mayhem on this earth. Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum. You severed the family ties. You cut off the family ties. What Allah says, when you cut off the ties, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ Allah curses them. Do you know what it means? Allah curses a person, a nation. Like the Chutlas, they curse by Almighty Allah. They say, chosen nation, we say Allah has cursed you. A khuya juat is a doya juat, if you know Afrikaans. A good Jew is a dead Jew. That's in Afrikaans. So anyway, you must remember this, because Allah Ta'ala cursed them several places. Allah Ta'ala deprived them of His special, special mercy. Allah is saying for Muslim, Allah is cursing you when you sever ties with your family. Your uncle, your auntie, nephew, niece, brother, sister, all that. You say, no, let them go to hell, man. Why? That kaya palat jata hai. People slept in Turkey, millionaires. When the earthquake came, then they were to go outside. 45 seconds, the whole table turned. That same Allah can do that to us. We're nobody special. Allah don't have affinity with anybody. Think properly where we're going. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ Allah makes them spiritually deaf. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ Spiritually blind. So go and join and go and so join the family ties. Silatul Rahim. Therefore Salat is called Salat. Silatul Rahim, to join the family ties. Salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. The link and the connection and the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. We can never come near Allah's mercy unless we are devoted, dedicated to our salat, our namaz and so forth. So we told you about the non-Muslim, we told you about people who have that hatred and harbor that hatred and malice and rancor. Then we told you about the people who are disobedient to parents and those who are those who have severed the family ties, Allah forbid. Then the next one is Zani. Go open Mustad Ahmad and Bayhaqi. Look at our community today. When I go to the universities, so the lecture is 10-15 minutes, the students have to go. So I tell them that when I'm ending the lecture, that I will sit here after the sunnat nafil for 1 hour, whatever you want, you must ask. These are true stories. I'm not going to come to you fairy tales and so forth. So the last time I went to Wits and so forth, there, Johannesburg. So the brother came to me and said, you see that girl there? Far now, I couldn't even see. Anyway, I said, what about it? He said, you see, we study, we're in the same faculty, we're all together, all these things. I went nicely to the father. I said, I want your daughter's hand in marriage. He said, no. She must finish a degree, she must do this, she must do this, all these things. Then what happens? That, you know, you put the butter next to the stove. And you know something will happen. Today people, some people, shaitan, they speak of social distancing, you know. So then you must remember, now when you come nearer, nearer, then the social distancing is gone. Then they want to give a vaccine. When they get right near, then they want to give vaccine. Whether it's halal vaccine or haram vaccine, that's a separate issue. So understood? So you must remember this thing. So what happened? They say is that I couldn't help it. You told me now, not in front of the other, we were alone. You say, you said, ask question, this is my story. Now what must I do? He said, she already underwent 3 abortions. This is my sister, your sister. We're not speaking of some non-Muslim. We're not speaking of somebody who embraced Islam. We are speaking of people who are born Muslim. How much zina, how much fornication, how much adultery. That Baji there, when he was born in 1930, 40 and all these things, he never had all these emails flying to the females and all that. All these WhatsApp, they never had all that. So Baji say, I took Boharu. Let me see more. Baji hit the wrong button and went to the porn site. And now he's addicted. He says, I'm old, but I'm not cold. I'm tired, but I'm not retired. You see. So he also is getting horny. You must remember this thing. Those old buddies, you mustn't look at them just like that. Some of them, you must remember that. They are gajwa bau garam che. You understand? You must remember that. The money is no more yu'minuna bil ghaib, is yu'minuna bil jayb. You understand? How many of them are married? And none of them know. The girl's father don't know. I receive 101 questions every day. The guy meets up there in the your mall here, whatever your mall's name is. He catch one foreigner, 1-2 Muslims, he still take 100 and Tata law and all that. That Somali brother, that Pakistani brother will think Christmas Eid came early. So he sit here in the back. You see, I'm marrying this girl. He even knows the khutbah of nikah by heart. Because so many times he was busy. You know, understood? You say, made nikah this, that, they go hotel and it's busy, finish. You know, understand? All hit and run business. Is that nikah, I'm asking you, valid in Islam? We must think properly when we give our fatwas also. You must remember, you say, no, the Asaf ulama told me it's halal. You're promoting very similar to the Shia's mut'ah, that's what you're doing. You must remember this. Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdih al-Masail, which they gave me. He said that you can make mut'ah prostitution for 1 hour also. And I challenge any Shia in the world if I'm quoting wrong. So brothers, this fornication, this adultery has become rife and rampant in our society. We must teach the people what is zina. Zina is that when you get involved in fornication, Allah forbid, Allah protect us, our children, our youth. Just fire the rifle wherever you feel like. And then afterwards tell me you got rifle repairs. You say you got AIDS and all these things. So you must remember this 100 lashes for both parties. Fajlidu kulla wahidin min humamiyata jalda. Quran speaks of mercy, but in this case Allah says, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Don't show them any mercy, any compassion. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And Islam don't allow what these Westerners want to do. That no punishment must be here. And Islam says, when you meet out this punishment, وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَوَيْفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It must be done in public. So it's a deterrent to the society and community. Think, my brothers, where are we? People married, woman married, man married, and firing here and there. And then some of them go for abortion, Allah forbid. Then they ask us questions, my guilty conscience is eating me up. I say, brother, do you know, sister, do you know what the punishment is for adultery? It's the death penalty. In Islam, it's capital punishment. But Allah, in His infinite mercy and grace, He made Sattari that we all are sinners. So Allah is giving us another chance. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda was a linguist par excellence. One of the greatest in Sahaba, in the Arabic language he was. If you ask him anything, you ask him, Sayyidina Ali, tell me definition of nikah. So he said, Sururu shahrin Luzumu maharin. And then he said, humumu daharin. And then he said, nuzulu qabrin. So what he said? He said, sururu shaharin. Luzumu maharin. 1 month's happiness. Then you must pay the mahar. And then, humumu daharin. Now the children come, gradually, all worries. Then kusuru zaharin, then vakubar even. You see, now you're going hunchback. After that, nuzulu qabrin. We went to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and asked him, give us definition of taqwa. Mawahib ladunniya, Allama Kastalani has mentioned. So he said, taqwa al-khawfu min al-jaleel. That we must have the fear of Allah all times, all places. Not be sanctimonious. Friday we become pious. 15 night we become pious. Ramadan, mashallah, we look like angels. After that, Eid come, all hell break loose. Nay. Al-amalu bit al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bit tanzeel. And you must practice on Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel. Whatever Allah give, be happy, content. We've got this madness today. Allah praises the loyalty of the horse. And for me and you, O insan, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. What you went to do? Surah 100 verses 6, 7 and 8. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bahut hi na shukar hai. Verily this human being is very ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah. Does he know? Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. He bears testimony to it. I can buy the politician, I can buy the police, I can buy the maulana, I can buy the mufti sahab, I can buy. Almost everybody can buy because he got financial muscle. Now when we have so much, then the heart gets saturated with the love of wealth, and then we forget selective amnesia. We forget the bounties of Allah. Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadid. He's madly in love with this world. Sayyidina Ali said, taqwa al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bil-tanzeel wal-qanaatu bil-qaleel wal-isti'dadu li-yawmi rahil. Prepare for the day of your departure, O human being. So my brothers, my sisters, I'm in need, you in need, we all are in need. I will conclude today's talk with a wonderful ayat of the noble Quran. Inshallah, it will inspire us. Surah 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ay iman walo. O you who believe. Allah mentioned this phrase 89 different places in the noble Quran. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Allah, make tawbah. Don't wait for 15 nights. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tonight is the month of Shaban. Allah Jalla wa'ala is announcing, Allah hal min mustaghfirin. Allah hal min sahilin. Allah hal min mustarziqin. Every night tahajjud time these announcements are made. That is there anyone seeking forgiveness? Is there anybody to beg of me? Is there anybody want his risk to be increased? But we fast asleep at that time. Allah says, ask me and I will give you. And you don't ask me. Surah 25, verse 77, the last verse of Surah Furqan, the last verse of Surah 25. Qul ma ya'ba'u bikum rabbi law la du'a'ukum. Ab farma dijiye ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You inform them. Mera Allah ko koi parwa nahi tumhara agar tumne dua nahi ki. Allah is not bothered about you if you're not going to make dua. Husband wife have argument fight. Husband tell the wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. Today's wives, you think they keep quiet. They say, which highway? The toll road or the alternate route? Yes, sir. See? That is today. Now imagine if Allah say, get out. What happened? So sing, brothers. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. So the person came to Amirul Mu'mineen, said Umar radiallahu anhu, said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I know tawbah. What is this nasuha? Explain to me. Today we say, give me nasiha. You know, I gave this story 1-2 times on the radio. Our Hazrat Muhammad Yunus Patel rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, he was a very special person. So somebody came by him, he said, Maulana, I want to bet by you.
You say you want to bet, you must go by Hashim Amla. You understand? If you want bayat, you come by me. You want to bet and all that, you go by him. And he'll teach you how to bet and all these things. So somebody came to, we say nasiha, and then we translate advice. It's very incomplete translation. Nasiha means sincere advice. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. So the person came, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, that what is this? Nasuha. Sayyidina Umar was a genius. He said, let me illustrate this point via an example. You have a she-camel, you have a cow. When you milk it, do you ever see the milk going back into the animal, into the others? He said, no. He said, that is tawbah and nasuha. Today when we go to the rehab, yeah, there they say gift of. So the Maulana is there, the social worker is there, the doctor is there. So I tell them, see, you told me to give a talk, let me give you sincere advice. You see, all these doctors, social workers, and these Maulanas and Muftis, nobody's going to help you. You will definitely go into a relapse. Yeah, they're going to detox you, and then you're going to go into relapse. Why? Because you're living in a fool's paradise. You think that they will help you. No. Allah said, Surah 13, verse 11, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people and a nation until and unless we change within ourselves. If you don't want to change, agar tu hi na chahe, to bahane haza. So think properly, my brothers. This is just examples I gave that we can change things for the better. We all complaining. Whole South Africa is complaining. You hear on the radio, Muslim, non-Muslim complaining. Things will go worse, I'm telling you now. You can write it down. If me and you don't turn more and more to Allah, Allah loves that tears. Allah loves that crying. Allah loves that sincere tawbah. But we just carry on as normal. Work de tulu dekha, work de ghurub dekha, ab fikr e akhirat hai, dunya ko khub dekha. We saw the rise and the fall of people and nations. Now the time has come to make more and more fikr of the year after, because we saw so many cities, so many countries, so many continents. So think, my brothers, sisters, children, that all of us make this firm intention. I will become a better Muslim. I will become an ambassador of Islam. When people look at me, then they know he is a Muslim. He's not a terrorist, you know. When they say, "Ah, AK, you'll run around with AK-47. I say, no, I don't have AK-47. I got AK-255. Say, what's AK-255? I say, AK Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255, Surah Baqarah. We come to you with Ayatul Kursi, brother. No AK-47 and all these things. So may Almighty Allah forgive us all. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the Capital Group. We thank all the directors of Ansar and of Sirius FM, our Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal, and here all our youngsters, our engineers, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, Hafiz Muhammad Pasa, my brother Dawood Mondli, and our brothers in all the studios, that we will send out the podcast tonight. Our host here, mashallah. These brothers, I always get mixed up who's who, you know. So on the radio, I just say Maulana Badats, you understand? We make it double, like, you understand? So who are Maulana, this one, I all get mixed up. And our brother Junaid also. Kubadia, Allah ta'ala reward all of you. So inshallah, tomorrow we will be there for Jummah in Avondale, inshallah. And then tomorrow night, inshallah, we will be in Scottsboro. So Allah Ta'ala accept us all. 8 o'clock is azan. So do we want to delay anybody? Let's make dua, inshallah. Last message I want to give you is, you'll know today Gaza was under attack. So brothers, make special dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak, for Palestine, for Gaza, the Haramain Sharifain. So the halat are changing every day and rapidly, my brothers. We entering the phase, the muqaddama, the introduction of Dajjal and his agents. So everyone, we must be on guard. Remember these things here. Allah Jalla wa'ala make our khatima on iman. Allah Ta'ala accept us all for his deen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yuni wa waj'alna lil muttaqina imama Allahumma izz al islam wal muslimin Allahumma ansur al islam wal muslimin اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم سلط عليهم قلبا من كلابك اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين جزاك الله